from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That the quarterback spot is an interesting one because Brandon Allen, Josh Dobbs, who's going to be the backup? I think it's going to be Josh Dobbs. And so if Brandon Allen is a guy who is going to be QB3, would he be somebody who a team might target? And you see that Green Bay has already picked up a backup quarterback, Malik Willis. They sent a 7th-round pick to Tennessee to get Malik Willis in as Jordan Love's backup. So this is kind of where teams that aren't sold on their backup might be sniffing around. And if Brandon Allen's not going to be the Niners' backup, he might be a good trade target for a team like Minnesota here in the late hours.
You're on fire right now. I just want to say that.
Okay.
You're on fire right now because you keep bringing up things that Kyle talked about yesterday on his conference call.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Kyle, have you decided on QB2?
No, we haven't decided. We haven't told them yet, so I'm still working through that.
Okay, so those are two different answers in 4 seconds.
I love it.
We haven't decided yet, and we haven't told them yet, which means we have decided. We just haven't told them, so we're not going to tell you.
That's so great. And I think that he's decided, and I'd be stunned if it isn't Josh Dobbs.
I would not be.
Okay.
I would not be stunned.
I mean, Dobbs has made, I think for me, he's made more of an impact, more of an imprint and stuff, and he's made he's made more plays. I think he's more of an exciting option, and not that that has to be the determinant.
Does Kyle like exciting out of the quarterback position?
Well, I mean, Trey Lance is exciting, right?
Yeah,
Trey Lance is too exciting. Guy's a thrill a minute.
Super exciting.
I mean,
tons of fun.
Either rushing for touchdowns or throwing picks. Nothing in between. So,
what were the, because I'll be straight honest with you, when the starters left that game on Friday night, I did too. The numbers, Josh Dobbs, very efficient. 8 of 10, 72 yards and a touchdown. Brandon Allen, 5 of 7, 460 yards. And not much in the way of rushing for either one of them. They both went negative yards. Correct me if I'm wrong, though. Brandon Allen was second into the game. Is that right? I think Brandon Allen came in before Dobbs.
I think so. Shanahan said for preseason game one and preseason game two, he wanted one to come in first and one to come in second. So you could swap it up every time.
Okay.
But so I don't think
don't
who
take
played before the other
yeah.
means anything.
I don't know. Maybe, Dibs, maybe you start calling teams and offer up both of them. And whichever one can, I'd rather have like Brandon Allen as the backup and a 6th-rounder as opposed to Josh Dobbs and a nothing. Does that even it out for you a little bit?
Yeah, it does, but I don't, again, I mean, these are late round picks, which, you know, they've done some damage with. As we know, Brock Purdy was a 7th-round pick. So I'm not saying that they're nothing, but I would imagine Kyle Shanahan has made a decision. And he does like one more than the other, and the one that he doesn't like as much would be shopped. Or maybe it's as simple as you keep both and Tanner Mordecai gets cut.
Maybe.
And you hope that he clears waivers and he gets on your practice squad. That, I'm sure, would be the ideal. You keep Dobbs and Allen, and Mordecai becomes your practice squad QB.
Maybe, yeah. They're going to want to keep at least 3 QBs. I know that. Or at least I'm hearing a lot of people guessing that as they're putting the whole roster together. Look, QB2 matters. It matters as long as like Brock only misses 3 games or less. Outside of that, I actually don't think it matters. You know, if Brock misses over a month, you lose.
Well, not really.
You lose.
If you're 6-1 and he misses four games and you go 0-4 in those games and he comes back and you're 6-5.
All right, maybe I'm a little hot. Maybe I'm a little hot saying over a month, but like you get what I'm saying. If he misses half the season.
Oh, you're in trouble.
You're cooked.
You're in trouble.
You're cooked.
Well, I don't think you're cooked because your roster is so good that if he misses eight games, you could go 3-5 at the worst in those games.
Well,
and, you know, you could tread water. When you've got nine Pro Bowlers, you'd better be able to tread water now. If your team is that good, if you lose your quarterback but everyone else is around, you should be able to sustain that at least a decent level. You shouldn't crater the whole thing.
Kyle was asked, what's the hardest part of getting the roster down to 53 guys? Before we even play what he said, I would imagine it's the cutting of people.
Yeah,
that's difficult.
Well, it's every last job and stuff, and it's trying to figure out what the best fit is and stuff, and trying to figure out how many extra D linemen we need and stuff, and the wide receiver room and stuff, and just trying to make sure all the pieces fit and stuff.
Just so our listeners know, that was not actually Kyle. That was Dibs. This is Kyle.
I mean, it's just connecting all the positions. I mean, you have the unknowns with BA and Trent right now, and then we have a lot of good competition in a number of positions, whether to go light in certain places, heavier in some others. Definitely don't want to get any specifics, though, because that's what all 32 teams are doing right now, watching everyone's rosters, trying to listen to everything and figure out which guys they can get.
BA and Trent, quote, the unknowns.
Yes. And also, making sure that everything else connects. And, if BA is not going to be here, what does that mean for an extra receiver? And is that receiver somebody who can be a special teamer? Because a lot of times when you look at positions, 47 through 53 on a roster, you've got to be a player who can do more than just your primary job. If you're a backup linebacker, you've got to be able to be up on teams. Kickoff coverage, punt coverage, and the rest of it. And if you're not, well, then you're going to lose your job to maybe a wide receiver who could be up on special teams more than you are.
Also, I know some were coming out of Friday wondering about this, which is the injuries on the defense that the Niners suffered, particularly the defensive line. Leonard Floyd, Gross Matos, D. Winters are the guys Kyle's talking about here.
The injuries from the game, Yetur has a knee. He'll be week to week. Leonard Floyd, also with a knee, he's day-to-day. And D. Winters from the game also had an ankle.
Kyle, how long do you expect D. Winters to be out, if at all?
I'm not sure. We're waiting for an MRI back. With it being Sunday, we don't have the MRI yet, so probably have a better idea tomorrow.
And Kyle, with Yetur, is that a situation where he could go on IR to open the season?
I would not think so, with it just being week-to-week. So we'll see how this week goes, and hopefully I'll have a chance to get back in practice next week for week one. But they haven't mentioned anything about IR.
Okay, so there you have it. And there are decisions, like for instance, and David Lombardi is going to join us in 10 minutes. We will deep dive all of this stuff. Talanoa Hufanga, they need to make a decision by Wednesday with regard to whether or not they're going to start him on the PUP list. He's back at practice today. They'll take a look. And so was Ricky Pearsall. And I know this bothers people, but he was wearing blue.
It doesn't bother me.
It terrifies me. Those are Rams colors, Dodgers colors. There are all these colors in the rainbow. Pick a different color. Why does the non-contact for a wide receiver have to be blue? We've got other choices.
Yeah, the QB wears red.
Right.
And then the other guys, they wear blue, as in like blue cross, blue shield. Make sure you don't touch the guy. It's got to be something that stands out. I don't know if green pops like blue. Blue definitely pops.
White.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction,
Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Black,
I suppose.
Gray, metallic gray.
It's okay, Mark, pewter, that he was wearing blue.
It's not okay. Get the blue off the 49ers. We don't wear blue in this town unless you are Warriors, and even they don't wear a whole lot of blue.
Yeah.
Certainly not when they're in this town. They wear black or white.
They wear the slate.
Or the town.
Yep.
Or the whatever. The blue.
The Quakes will rock blue, and the Sharks are in teal, which is Blue's cousin. That's but different. I get what you're saying.
That's different.
It's good that Ricky Pearsall was just out there at all. So if he needs to be wearing blue because he can't be hit, then fine, wear blue. And I know the shoulder injury is lingering, and it may not be as bad as what has been reported. We don't really know. Right now, though, no contact, which is a little bit troubling.
I would love to hear, and I guess we'll do this tomorrow, right? Let's get in with Doc Pandya on the difference between what the world said about Ricky Pearsall's injury and then what Kyle said about it. Because I actually thought that that was interesting. And for those of you who didn't see it over the weekend, deal was, is that starts with Mike Silver kind of writing, oh, yeah, like he's got a recurring shoulder problem. And they knew about it. And everyone's like, idiots, let's get him. and then it's a subluxation sensation.
That's a buck.
Of the shoulder, which Kyle then sort of came out. And he's like, yeah, it's a subluxation. And it happened in college. And then it kind of happened again. And as it turns out, it happens to almost everybody all the time. I think 80% of our roster has suffered a shoulder subluxation, which if that's true, I would argue it's not a recurring problem. It's just a thing that they all go through.
It's a football thing. Yes. And, you know, Doc and I can explain it to the audience a little bit more in depth tomorrow because I've had.
Oh, well, if you're such an expert, why don't you just tell us right now?
Because I've had both. And the subluxation is when your shoulder goes out and then it goes back
in. Back in, yeah.
When you dislocate it, it gets dislocated, and it does not get relocated. So when you have a dislocated shoulder, that's when you get a labral tear, and that's when you can't get it back in. So I had a subluxation many, many, many times, starting when I played soccer in the fraternity house on the hardwood floor in my socks.
Many times? So it is a recurring injury.
For me, it was, until I reached the point of dislocation, at which point it was no longer recurring because it was permanently dislocated. So I had to go to the doctor, and they gave me that good, good morphine.
Oh, yeah.
And then they put it back in the socket, and they wrap you up, and then you get surgery, and they repair your labrum, and 12 weeks later, you can actually scratch your ear again.
Okay.
But a subluxation,
you can fix it.
Yes, but that's when you dislocate is when right. The labrum tears.
And I got it.
That's where the differentiation was between what we all thought that it might be. If it's a subluxation, yeah, it goes out and you put it back in. Big deal.
All right, so it's not a big deal.
Oh, it hurts.
I'm sure it hurts.
Well, it hurts now.
Football hurts.
Sure.
Football hurts. I've never...
Jalen hurts.
Yeah, have you ever talked to a football player? It's like super comfortable.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
December's really fun. That's when you feel great.
Dude, Thursday after a Sunday, what these guys go through, it's just criminal.
Thursday after a Sunday. How about 3 weeks Sunday after a Sunday?
True.
Pain.
Yeah.
Absurd amounts of pain. Like, people all being wheeled in on Monday morning to, like, get all the treatment and then go right back out there. I mean, that's what they do. God, the Netflix, I know we refer to it so much, but, I thought that was one of the most interesting moments of that Netflix receiver doc. This was Kittle and Davante Adams, both of them just writhing on the field or the sideline or in the tent with all kinds of pain. And then you mic them up and you send them into that training room in the tunnel, and you can't see them, but you can hear them, and you hear them talking through. They're like, I can't move my, and then they're like, okay, we're going to give you a shot right here. And they're like, okay, oh my God.
Where's my helmet?
It feels great now. Let's totally. Go. Oh my, like that's
yeah.
wild. I thought that was wild.
Totally.
Not that I didn't think that that stuff happened, but like how quick you go from I can't move to I have full range of motion.
Right.
Pretty interesting.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.